AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden's commuting the sentences of 37 of the 40 people on federal death row, converting their punishments to life imprisonment. Donna Warder has more.
The only three prisoners still sentenced to death? Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, Dylan Roof, who massacred nine black church members in Charleston, South Carolina, and Robert Bowers, who shot to death 11 members of a synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In 2021, the Biden administration announced a moratorium on federal capital punishment to study the protocols used. President-elect Donald Trump has spoken often about expanding the death penalty to include those caught selling drugs, and he's even praised China for its harsher treatment of drug dealers. Donna Warder, Washington.
A Trump spokesperson calls Biden's decision a slap in the face to victims and their families. The House Ethics Committee has released its report on former Congressman Matt Gaetz. It accuses the Florida Republican of regularly paying for sex, including once with a 17-year-old girl, and purchasing and using illicit drugs as a member of Congress. Investigators concluded Gaetz violated multiple state laws while in office. Gaetz has denied all wrongdoing. Luigi Mangione, the man accused of fatally shooting the CEO of UnitedHealthcare, appeared in a New York court today to respond to charges in the state case against him.
Charging with the crime of murder in the first degree and other related charges. How do you plead to this indictment, sir? Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Also in New York City, a man is facing murder charges for allegedly setting a woman on fire inside a subway train. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
As the train pulled into the station, the suspect calmly walked up to the victim, who was in a seated position at the end of a subway car. The suspect used what we believe to be a lighter to ignite the victim's clothing, which became fully engulfed in a matter of seconds.
This is AP News. After rising in recent months, consumer confidence has ebbed in December, the Comfort Sports Index dropping to 104.7. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street at the start of a holiday-shortened week. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% Monday. Several big technology stocks led the way, including chip companies Nvidia and Broadcom. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 66 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1%. Honda's U.S.-listed shares rose almost 13%. The company said it was in talks about a combination with rival Japanese automaker Nissan. Eli Lilly rose 3.7%. That came after regulators approved Zepbound as the first prescription medicine for adults with sleep apnea. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.59%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.